Hello.
Hello, Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. This is John Mueller.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, about the same. It's Monday. Just trying to keep things rolling along.
I hear you. I'm curious if you heard anything from the folks at A to Z.
I have not.
They were supposed to. What we talked to them about was, giving us a down payment. We could at least get them in the queue, get the thing started. You know, like $50,000, and then maybe like $25,000 a month until such a time as the machine was, done, and then they'd have to come up with the balance. And I explained to them maybe if the machine were finished, and you had a place to put it, and you had a more realistic time frame about when you could be in production, maybe, you could have a better shot at getting some financing or something. And I thought they were going to noodle it. I just was wondering if they contacted you to talk to you about it.
No, I haven't heard anything. This is the first I've heard of kind of that option.
Yeah, it's not the best option, but at least they would get something moving,
Sure.
So they don't miss the season entirely.
Right.
I kind of gave them to the end of this week to give me an idea, if we're going to go forward, because I'm holding a sort of a frame in a machine form.
We're going
to get started, and if it's not started, I put someone else's name on it and get on with my life here with these guys. I don't know.
I hear you.
But nothing going on, huh? All's quiet.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything at all, either from A to Z or from Ari, their accountant.
All right. Fair enough. Let me see.
You want me to reach out to them, or? I'll obviously let you know if they call me, but.
Yeah. I guess you can. It's up to you. I don't know if it's going to do any good. I'm just wondering what the.
Yeah, I can. I'll reach out to them and, just kind of feel them out, see if they're still tossing that around, or maybe just get their thoughts so that you can get a better update, and I'll let you know, kind of what they say.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, let's try that and see what happens, see if we get some reaction.
Okay.
Get an idea if they're still working on it or if they've kicked it to the curb, too,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We'll take more time on it. Crazy. I was curious, have you been able to get together with Jeff at all? He's been Jeff Mueller?
I haven't. I haven't talked to him since. I think I talked to him one time on the phone since we sat down in person, but we haven't talked again since.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I think he's trying to decide if he's going to stay in San Diego or move somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any opportunities for him in San Diego with Bank of Cardiff or not. I don't know, just something he might want to, if you have a chance, talk to him about, see if that would, if there's something that would work for him, I think he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give him a call as well.
Okay. Yeah, see what he's up to. I talked to him last night. I know he's in the throes of trying to decide if he wants to move to Newport or if he wants to move closer to Manhattan Beach or if he wants to stay in San Diego. So I guess it's time for him to make a decision. I said, I know that you're up in the Newport Beach area, but you don't have an office up there yet.
Right.
I don't know if he's interested. I don't know if there's an opportunity. I just thought I'd mention it, see if he could talk to you about.
I'll check in. I'll talk to our principals before I call him. They would love for me to open an office, in Irvine area. But they kind of know where I stand on that, so I'm not sure if they're working on that with anybody else. But I'll find out first before I call him just to see if that's even a viable option. But, there's other options as well. If he was to, get some training, I don't know if he would want to work from home or if you would want him to work from home. I typically don't recommend it for young guys until they've kind of got their feet wet or shown that they kind of have an idea of what they're doing. It's a little bit easier for them to obviously have a manager, somebody close by, but, he's kind of been already working from home. In a way, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, you know.
Yeah, I think a little bit of training, you know, he could probably do that either way. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. You know, like,
sure.
That's something he'd figure out.
Okay.
But I know he's decision time, so if, you know, okay. If you have an opportunity, maybe just give him a shout, see what he's up to.
All right, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'll do it.
And I'll let you know if I hear anything further from A to Z, but that was the latest. $50,000 up front, 25 a month until such a time as it was nearing completion or complete, and then I told them at which point in time they should have a destination in mind to put the thing, and then maybe everybody would take a harder look at it if there was a better plan in place, if you will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, you be well, keep the faith, and we'll talk again, I guess.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll reach out to those guys here in the next hour or so, and I'll send you an email. If I don't have a conversation with them, if it's voicemails or anything like that, I'll send you an email. If I actually talk to them, I'll give you a call and let you know,
sounds
kind
good.
Of what they say.
All right.
All right,
well.
I will talk to you
again.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.